let's talk for a moment about the voices that are amplified in crisis, the voice of crisis. Crisis always amplifies voices, fear and anger and propaganda or faith. You notice that in every crisis, first of all, the voice of fear is amplified. Satan uses fear to paralyze people. It's like the spies who came back and they were terrified of the giants and they discouraged all the people of Israel and caused them to wander in the wilderness for 38 more years, a total of 40 years because of their fear. And the Lord even says that was the reason. Satan uses fear to paralyze people. The amygdala is a part of the brain that controls the body's response to fear. And when threat is perceived, whether it's real or imagined, and how many of you have ever had imagined fear? Whether it's real or imagined, the brain says to the body, you got to do one of three things. You have three choices here: fight, flight, or freeze. If you're created a certain way and you just get so upset, you're ready to do something about it. That's kind of how I would react. When you get afraid, it's like, oh, not on my watch, not my family. Oh, no, not the people I love. That would be more of my reaction to fear. And probably a lot of you in this room would say, you got to come through me to get to the people I love. You got to come through me to get to the church that I love. So that's one reaction. There's another reaction that says, well, let's just run away. Let's get as far away from it as we can. So that's the flight reaction. The other reaction is, let's just never leave the house. Let's just go in the house and shut the door and never come out again. Freeze. And can I tell you, that is the voice of fear that is in your head. That is not the voice of God that is in your head, because there is another voice that also shows up in crisis, and that is the voice of courage. And that is where Caleb and Joshua came back and said, we can take these guys, we can take these fortified cities. The Lord said we could have it, and they speak courage and encouragement into the hearts of the people. The voice of faith is claiming and pronouncing and declaring your trust in God in the midst of a crisis. When the crisis comes, the voice of fear is going to speak up, but the voice of faith is also going to speak up and say, I don't have an answer for everything, but I know that God is my answer. I know that He is my strength. I know that He's my rock. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I know He'll be holding my hand. He will catch me when I fall. That is the voice of courage. You cannot allow the voice of fear to get louder than the voice of courage in your head. The voice of faith is impossible when your mind is filled with 24-hour news cycles where endless minute details are being introduced to your consciousness. It's impossible to have a voice of faith, because we were never designed and meant to process the events of the entire world every minute of the day. You hear of a kidnapping in China and you get scared. You hear of a volcano in the Philippines and you get scared. You hear of a train wreck in London and you get scared. Our mind was never intended to process all of that information. I'm going to tell on myself now, but it was easier when Walter Cronkite was around and we just listened to the evening news for 1 hour a day, and that's all we knew about the rest of the world, except an occasional Sunday paper that came through. That's all we knew. But now we hear about it 1 minute after it takes place. We see videos and we hear about it, and that is why that we are calling for a digital detox. If the first thing you do in the morning is scroll and the last thing you do at night is scroll, there is a problem, because you're filling your head with so much toxicity that you cannot hear the voice of faith over the voice of fear. And that is why we need to hear the voice of God.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
There's also another voice. You're going to get this voice too, wherever you're at, is the voice of the crowd. How many of you know the voice of the crowd is a fickle voice? Changes its mind all the time. On Monday, they said, Hosanna. On Friday, they said, crucify him. Same people, same city. On Monday, they laid down palm branches and welcomed him as a king. On Friday, they were shouting for him to be nailed to a cross because the crowd is fickle. If you live in your life based upon the filtered comments of the crowd, get ready to ride a roller coaster of confusion in your life because the crowd changes their mind all the time. And just because someone befriended you, it doesn't make them your friend. Just say something they don't agree with and see how they treat their friend. The crowd gives their opinion, they move on, and they take no responsibility for what they've just said. So you can't depend upon the voice of the crowd, but the voice of the crowd will speak up in crisis. The voice of fear will speak up in crisis. The voice of faith will speak up in crisis. But there's another voice that I want to focus on for a moment. That is the loudest voice you will ever hear. It is called the voice of the martyrs. People were asking me last Wednesday, why? And the first person to ask me this, I said, the only thing I can tell you is that this is a martyrdom and something amazing is about to break out in the world. That was the only answer I had. I said, I can't make any sense out of it, but I can tell you that if this is the voice of a martyr, it will not die, it will not go away, it will live on, and it will start a revolution if this is the voice of a martyr. Because the Bible says that the voice of a martyr testifies even in death. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 6 that the voices of the martyrs are under the altar crying out to God to bring justice in the land. And their blood cries out to God for justice. Even the first person who ever died, Abel, the first person who ever died, the Bible says his blood cries out to me day and night because he was killed senselessly for offering tithe and sacrifice to the Lord. I want to tell you, when someone dies for the cause of Christ, it is definitely not over. When someone dies for the cause of Christ and you witness a Christian martyrdom, it is the beginning of something that God is getting ready to do. Because God is a protector and God is a comforter and God can give you strength. But if the Lord allows a moment like that to happen, there is a purpose and there's a reason beyond anything that we can begin to understand at the time. You know, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated for his faith, he was a fearless voice for faith and truth and freedom. You may not have agreed with everything he said, but no one can deny his unwavering commitment to Christ. You know, we were talking about a digital detox. I heard him say in one of the reels, he and his wife were talking, and they said, how do you manage your downtime on the Sabbath? He said, the first thing I do on the Sabbath is I put my cell phone in a drawer and I don't get it out until after the Sabbath. And his wife was sitting there. She said, that's exactly right. He gives all of that time to me and the kids and to God. And it's a reset for him every single week because he will not look at his phone for that 24 hour of the Sabbath. This was a man that was committed to God. He was committed to faith. He was committed to the country. He was committed to his family. He willingly entered the breeding grounds of secular ideology, our nation's universities and academic institutions, where young minds were being indoctrinated with anti-God philosophies. But he stood toe to toe to them with a sign that said, prove me wrong. And while some Christians are still trying to get up the courage to pray over their meal in a restaurant, this man was facing down Satanists and atheists and hate groups every day of his life, speaking the word of God over them. I don't know if you saw the reel where the Satanist showed up in the goat's head and all of this, and he tried to talk, and he forbade him to speak. He said, "You're not speaking in that microphone." I heard him say, "I repudiate you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Master." And the guy held up his hands and turned around and walked out of the crowd, because he showed them in that moment that there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This man's voice will speak as the voice of the martyrs. Hebrews 11 and 4 says, "Though he is dead, yet he still speaks. His voice is not silenced. It has joined the chorus of saints whose testimonies fuel revival." The Bible only mentions five crowns in heaven, and one of those crowns is a martyr's crown that will be crowned as one of the kings of heaven for moments like this. And when someone dies as a martyr, their voice is never silenced, their voice is amplified. First, it emboldens those who believed in their message to get louder. And I can tell you what, the Charlie Kirk fans are getting louder and louder and louder and louder. It emboldens people to speak with boldness who once was allowing someone else to lead, and now they take their rightful place. His voice is going to be louder in his death than it was in his life. Secondly, it highlights his message to people that didn't even know him. There are people in this room that had never heard his name before. You had never heard of him before, and now you are praying for his family, and now you are speaking out on his behalf, because now his message is being heard to people that didn't even know who he was. But third, his voice cries out continually in heaven, "Oh Lord God Almighty of this universe, bring justice to this earth." It is a cry for justice. And I want to tell you, the voice of the martyrs moves God. The voice of the martyrs will cause the Father to get up off of his throne, to release angels in their assignment, because he is bringing justice. It is not for himself. It is bringing justice to the injustice that is happening on this earth. In crisis, the voice of the martyr gets louder and louder. Liberals said the death of Charlie Kirk will have no effect whatsoever. They were wrong. Turning Point USA had chapters with 850 campuses the day Charlie was assassinated. Within 48 hours, they were contacted by 32,000 campuses. From 850 to 32,000 campuses saying, "We want a Turning Point message on our campus." Hallelujah. Not only has it spurred a youth movement, but there are rallies literally around the world that are now generating such interest that they're moving from mourning to praising, and revival is breaking out in various places around the world. They have gone from holding up candles to holding up crosses because of what has happened. 3 million young people took to the streets of London, and they held up crosses shouting, "Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord." Hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.